This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Thousands of Hungarians marched through Budapest for LGBTQ pride and to protest against a new law by Viktor Orban's government critics say targets the community. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, in power since 2010, has introduced social policies that he says aim to safeguard traditional Christian values from Western liberalism. Organisers said in a statement the rally was against power-hungry politicians who used laws to make members of the LGBTQ community, quote, outcasts in their own country. Orbán's law, which came into force this month, has stoked tensions with the European Union, which has launched legal action against the government. The Fidesz Christian Democrat government, which faces a tough election next year, says LGBTQ rights are matters for national governments to decide. It says the law aims to protect children.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The number of new COVID-19 cases across the United States has tripled in the past month, yet several states have scaled back their reporting on the virus. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The quick spread of the Delta variant among unvaccinated people has pushed the average number of new COVID-19 cases from less than 12,000 a day nationwide a month ago to nearly 38,000 this week. But Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota are now reporting their numbers weekly rather than daily, complicating efforts to track the summer surge. In Nebraska, the state actually stopped reporting on the virus altogether for 2 weeks after Governor Pete Ricketts declared an end to the official virus emergency. And while some officials describe the moves as part of a return to normal, Florida has seen a 65% jump in hospitalizations this week. I'm Ben Thomas.
China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with a victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. Host country Japan celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new Olympic-related cases of COVID-19 were also announced, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.